Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
For real. And that was hard. I seen that part. He's like, man, you might have did started the stun stuff, but man, we about it.
It's
that
so
was, I seen that. I'm like, oh, I gotta watch it.
Oh, so sick. Remember back in the day on Eddy Street, they used to sell those, like, the guy had the little pushing cart with all the tapes on it. I remember buying the No Limit Master P Bout It album. Oh my God. I mean, Filmo, that was a time to be alive.
Man, that's a great album. Remember Ghetto D? And
oh,
then right
course.
Before Tay did Make Him Say he did a little skit before. He was like, man, if this P, can I speak to Master P? He said, man, if this P, let me say And then went into Make Him Say That was hard, yeah.
Mystical.
Great album, man. Great time.
We
man.
Missed Mystical, too. I was trying to play some Mystical for these youngsters. I go, he's like the E-40 of the South in terms of flow and delivery.
That was Filmo Mike. We appreciate it. But I'm not saying it's all doom and gloom. We've reiterated it's 5-3. They're not 3-5. They're a 5-3 team, but I do think that was the worst loss they've had of the season. So, like, we're reacting to it in real time, and we might feel differently tomorrow. This is the day after a loss. It's going to be painful. The season's not over. No one's saying it's over. That being said, that Texans team looked god-awful heading into the game, and you were coming off maybe your best win of the year. And it didn't look like that yesterday.
Look,
it looked like the Texans were coming in with all the confidence in the world.
I would agree.
And the Niners had no confidence. Why is that? Why?
Why don't I have it? Well, it's,
I mean, Bryce Huff was gone, but outside of that, it was the same team. Like, why did it look so awful?
They don't have playmakers.
Did we just underestimate the Texans' defense?
No, I just think that we overrated the win against Atlanta. That's what I feel like.
Well, Atlanta might
not be good at all.
They might stink. They got destroyed by the dumpster fire that is the Dolphins.
You know, and so maybe I just overreacted to Atlanta. I think that's probably a little more accurate.
Well, and I think we learned that C.J. Stroud, much better quarterback than Michael Penix. Like, that's also the case.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's not even close. And this is a guy, and I get it. C.J.'s having this up and down year.
The Texans are better than their record.
Yes, the Texans were a playoff team the last 2 years.
Yeah, but this is the difference between having a first-place schedule and a last-place schedule.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go to Earl in SF. My name is Earl. What's up, ma'am?
Earl, that's your life.
Yes, hello. Greetings, gentlemen. In the words of the greatest NFL head coach in history is Bill Walsh, and he once said, you don't get rid of a player too late. That's why I called in to Stamets and Guru last year advocating a trade of Bosa and Trent Williams for Tyreek, the wide receiver. And I was barred from that show. And let's put the real rat on the table. I think the problem here is the head coach. We've got to do something about the head coaching situation. I'm hoping that Saleh is head coach next year. Thank you for the
wow.
I don't
Earl in San Francisco.
I don't want to get rid of Kyle. What I would like to find a way to limit how he's able to put his imprint on the draft. I do think that he needs to back off on some of the draft picks. I get he's the one cooking with the ingredients, but he's picking poor ingredients.
Yeah.
And too many of his high drafted players are useless. Just useless. And I'm talking about on the offense side. Joe, I haven't even brought up. They took two tight ends, not one. Two tight ends who both can't play in the NFL. Cameron Latu and Braden Willis.
Cameron Latu. Yeah. Jake Tonjes has actually been a bright spot on this team. That's actually another thing that's probably, you know, of storylines of note. Jake Tonjes, like, But no, Tonjan's like his little legitimate like second wide tight end with George Kittle.
Why'd we give Luke Farrell $20 million?
I was about to get to, but then you give Luke Farrell $20 million.
Why?
You tell me. I mean, Nick Chubb was out there. I would have liked to have Nick Chubb. I mean,
if Bill Walsh was running this team, all right, and you were trying to save every dollar to keep the best players that you have, would he go, yeah, cut Juice for $4 million, bring him back for another $4 million, and that's going to make you better? Or would he say, dude, if you're such an offensive guru, find another fullback for $600,000?
No one cares about fullbacks in the NFL except for the 49ers. No one. Literally. They're the only ones still. They're hanging on for dear life to the fullback position. And people are getting on us. Like, are we being too hard on Michael Williams to ask more from a DN? Like, listen,
no, I just think that
he's met expectations this far.
No, I just think we drafted. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's not Michael's not an edge. He's a D tackle. So basically, you took three D tackles: C.J. West, Alfred Collins, and Michael Williams in your first four picks. I don't think that's a great allocation of draft capital.
And Filmo thought Upton South's been playing fine.
I think Chase Lucas has been better than Upton South. I rewatched the game with you guys this morning. How many times did they target Renardo Green and Stout?
A bunch.
The whole game.
They just do the mismatch of the 6'3", 6'4" receivers.
Threw two times to Lenore. Yeah. Once he picked it, the other one he made a tackle.
And this is what Shanahan had to say about Upton Stout's game.
Yeah, I've been real happy that we got Upton. We loved him in college, and we loved him since he's been here, and it's good to get him back out there today after his injury from last week, but he's a young guy with a promising future.
There you go. He's a young guy with a promising future.
I think their best draft pick so far, like, that has surprised me, Alfred Collins, way better than what I thought from the preseason. Like, whoa, he's, like, way better.
And I would like to see some more of the rookies at this second half. Watkins, James, can we see these guys? Can they suit up and be healthy? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Warriors are back in action tonight. Warriors live, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock tip against the Memphis Grizzlies, and that's going to be at Chase Center, and we'll have Warriors wrap up after the game. Of course, all the reactions all week long. We got Baldy tomorrow. We got Bonte tomorrow. Again, Tuesdays on the Morning Roast, best show in the Bay Area, bar none. Oreo Cookie, one of the best callers on the Morning Roast, bar none. We'll get to you in just a second. This is more from what Kyle Shanahan had to say on how they looked all four quarters.
I mean, there's not much to sugarcoat there, and I was real disappointed in how he looked for all four quarters. First half was unacceptable, and second half didn't get much better. So not much to say about it, except that we'll look it on the plane and figure out all the things that we know we can correct and that we did mess up, but I expect the guys to come in tomorrow with a chip on their shoulder, ready to get back to work.
And are you questioning the effort level yesterday, Kyle?
I mean, there's no place in particular where I was question anybody's effort. I'll be able to see that in more detail when I get on the plane. I feel collectively, just as a whole, I wish I felt our team a little bit more today. But there was nothing where I saw guys loafing or anything like that. But it's a little easier for me to see when I study the tape.
You know, on a Sunday in the NFL where damn near every team is getting blown out, the fact that it was a one-score game heading into the fourth quarter with the way the game played out for the first three was a miracle, it felt like. And I think that does speak to the grit of this team. Like, they don't get bullied. Like, they don't. And that's what was so frustrating, because last week it felt like, for the first time all season, Joe, against the Falcons, you were the bully. You were the team that was more out-physical, the opponent. You were the guys that were beating them up in Penix, and Bijan wasn't doing anything. Like, hell, Tyler Allgeier got absolutely demolished by Malik Mustafa, who I did not think had a great game yesterday as well. So, I mean, if you heard that about any Niner on that defensive front or in that secondary, you know. But yesterday, the Texans were the ones just punking you, it felt like, for the most of the game. And that's what was so frustrating for me, because it felt like after the win last week, you were acting like you're you know what, doesn't stink. And I was like, really? That's the mindset you have? I'm not saying that's the case, but it felt like that watching if I was a fan. Like, where was that swagger you played with last week? Why didn't you bring that to Houston? Why?
I think they just got punched in the mouth and they couldn't get off the field early in the game. I think that's pretty evident now, right?
Yeah, but
they had no. That was the worst half of complimentary football they've played all year.
But like I guess it's just the Texas defense is just that much better maybe than the Atlanta Falcons. But 8 carries for 25 yards for Christian McCaffrey. 8 carries.
I know.
25 yards. Mac Jones had 2 carries. You couldn't even. Why did you trade for Brian Robinson? Like, what? What was?
Well, because you're not going to use him.
What was the point of that?
Question on the
Why
mic,
did you draft Jordan James?
Let me ask you something.
Why do you have Isaac Rendell on your team
on the Mykel Williams front?
Yeah,
because I think people are missing the boat here. Like, do you know where Leonard Williams was taken?
Oh, USC. Who was he? It was on the Jets initially, mm-hmm. right? Top 10?
Yeah, top 10 pick. He was the 6th overall pick. Has he lived up to his draft status? He's a good player.
He's good, but not as a top 10 pick. But I'm not calling him a bust.
That's not what I'm saying.
But has he lived up to being a top 10 talent? No.
No, right?
No.
Right? Now, like, he's bounced around. He's playing on a variety of teams, but he is a good player. Like, I think he's a good player. Now, he has more accomplishments than the guy that I'm going to reference, but, like, they're saying, oh, he's the next Eric Armstead. Eric Armstead never made a Pro Bowl. And this is the era where they're just throwing Pro Bowls away. Like, they're just handing them out. And he was a good player. He's a really good player. I think Mykel is a good player. Will he ever be a Pro Bowler? I mean, it's tough.
It's
we're like
so
eight
early.
Games, we're 8 games into his career. I don't know. But, like, I don't take interior rushers who don't rush the quarterback, period. Like, if you take one of those guys in the first round, you're probably reaching. You know, these are some of the other guys taken after Eric Armstead. Marcus Peters. Peters was a great player for a long time. DJ Humphries. Lakin Tomlinson, who's playing for the Houston Texans right now. Landon Collins. Bernard Kinney. Wait till I get to this name. Frank Clark.
Oh.
Danielle Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Saw him yesterday.
Now, what do Frank Clark and Danielle Hunter have in common that Eric Armstead doesn't? Both were great edge rushers.
Yep.
Okay? So, in the first, and those guys were not first rounders, but in the first round, like, unless you are Quinnen Williams, unless you are Aaron Donald, it's just really hard to live up to a first round tag at 11 overall if you're not sacking the quarterback. That's the reality. It sucks for him. That doesn't mean he can't be good, but when you have the 11th pick, you want Tyler Warren. You want Ibaka. You want some impact. You want Micah Parsons, right? That's what you're looking for with those picks.
This is what Mac Jones, the quarterback, who we really haven't talked a lot about his performance yesterday. I thought he was solid. I thought he had some really good throws. I thought that was a poor interception late. I thought that was a bad drop from Juwan Jennings. You know, I didn't think Mac Jones was the problem yesterday. I just didn't think he was the solution at any point.
Yeah, he was
either.
Just, to me, he was just okay.
Yeah, I just didn't like the game plan in general. Like, I thought it should have been more of like what you did against the Los Angeles Rams a couple weeks ago, and I get it. You know, DeMeco Ryans knows that staff. He knows this offense inside and out. He's the de facto defensive coordinator. He's the head coach of the Houston Texans, and I thought he took Kyle Shanahan's lunch yesterday. And I just, for the first time all season, it felt like Kyle Shanahan didn't really know what to do from an offensive, you know, play standpoint. I didn't know what the recipe was yesterday, Joe. And I usually know from Kyle Shanahan, it's either I'm going to abandon the run and throw it a bunch, or I'm going to try to stick with the running game. And I felt like he was caught in between at times. This is what Mac had to say. Oh, we got to go? We'll tease what Mac Jones had to say on the other side. Plus, TC, Art, Zaya, Oreo Cookie, all of you on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. And it's brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Is laughing at you from the grave. Bud Selig thinks you suck at your job.
I think he's still alive. Bud
this
Selig.
Is a bigger scandal than whatever Pete Rose did. This is a bigger scandal than the steroid era. You are manipulating games. The Terry Rozier footage looks like an after-school special about what like a college guy did, like an after-school special. It looks so fake and so bad. Terry Rozier, You're one of the dumbest people I've ever seen in my life. They were using infrared glasses with x-ray see-through tables at a poker table. This is the tip of the iceberg. And when I found out that Chauncey Billups had been railed against by Blazers fans for yanking his best players at the end of games, at least in the steroid era, every single person, like, I'm not trying to cape up for the era. Kids should not be doing steroids. I don't want to make this sound like I'm, yeah, Chauncey's saying do steroids.
Unless they're prescribed.
Each individual was trying to do their best. That was the whole point of like the steroids. Like, hey, I need to get an advantage. You guys are literally cutting corners to lose on purpose? On purpose? To keep games close and to shave things? In a league that you've told me everyone is load managing? In a league where you're like, regular season means nothing? In a league where you told me at every single turn the consumer doesn't matter? Screw you, it doesn't matter. I didn't get my third year guaranteed, even though I'm worth $300 million. In a league where I'm seeing Chet Holmgren look like I don't even know what he's wearing in these post-game shows. What you? This league is so disconnected from the consumer and reality, and it goes back to Adam Silver. This is the league he created. He allowed the players to control everything. And well, and he needs to resign, or he will go to jail for everything that he has done. Mark my words. And also,
go to jail?
Yes, he will.
What?
They knew Terry Rozier was cheating, and they didn't inform the Miami Heat? They did. What? If I was a Miami Heat fan, I would be livid. If I'm Eric Spoelstra, I would be furious. Absolutely furious.
That they're losing Terry Rozier? Guy hasn't done anything.
No, Joe.
He's done nothing since his Boston days. He is not that player.
The integrity
Terry Rozier stinks.
You're talking about the integrity of the games, and I'm spending money? Like, at least in the steroid era, like, I knew the guy who's juicy at the plate wanted to be good. Wanted to be good. Terry Rozier actively throwing games at Chauncey Billups.
Allegedly. I have to say it.
Okay, allegedly whatever. Yes. Like, I'm telling you this right now. Adam Silver needs to resign yesterday. He's the worst commissioner in my lifetime in sports. It's not close. And the fact that he was ill-prepared for a Friday night Amazon Prime game where he gets cornered going into the locker room.
Cassidy Hubbard, yeah.
Hands down, the worst commissioner in my lifetime. They deserve all of the trouble coming their way. I'm done with it.
The latest on that, and we'll get back into football, Oreo Cookie, Zaya, Art, and TC. Congress requested a briefing from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver on these gambling.
If you found out a Warrior player was actively tanking games, I would be livid. And the fact that the league knew we paid his salary and they knew and they didn't inform my team, I would be furious. Absolutely furious. It is ridiculous what these guys have done. It's like ridiculous. This is one of the most, and I'm not some holier than that. You guys want to go gamble and you want to bet on things. You want to take all the money. I get it. Like, you're trying to make the pot bigger. I don't drink alcohol. Okay.
But they advertise it. Yeah.
Everywhere. And I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. Yeah. Okay. Do I understand that if Bud Light is sponsoring the NFL, I'm just using examples, that there are going to be some alcoholics? Absolutely, I recognize that. Doesn't mean I love it, but I also accept that this is where society is at, right? Gambling is here to stay. And these leagues are, the only reason we found out is because of the gambling companies.
And then you have the alleged ties to the mafia when it comes to Chauncey Billups. And then there was we talked about it. Sam was filling in for you that day. We had the Sopranos rabbit hole, Lawrence Taylor, all of it. I thought about that episode immediately. By the way, we're talking about the NBA right now. And it's a good time to mention the Warriors Summit is back, baby. And it's going to be next Thursday, November 6th, live from where? Oh, Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again, discussing another Warriors season. We are going to be doing a little bit different this time around because it's going to be 9 games into the season at that point. So we'll give, you know, just a little bit of seasoning, a little sprinkle, a little paprika, if you will, on that. Willard and Dibbs from 2 to 4, all the hosts from 4 to 6, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there, Joe. You're going to be there.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about this? We're going to be talking about that at the summit?
I don't know. But look, during Adam Silver's reign, okay, during his reign as commissioner.
Started off strong.
He's allowed LeBron James. No, he's allowed LeBron James.
Donald Sterling, be fair. That was a very important thing when he first became commissioner. Got rid of the owner there, the racist owner. You're scoffing at it.
No,
I'm not.
Just saying,
it's a big
deal. It's a layup. Like, it's like getting rid of, like, you know, Snyder or whatever, who was running the Washington Commanders. Like, they,
well, it took
you don't get credit for doing what you should have done.
No, it took them a long time to get rid of Dan Snyder. And he had to sell and approve it. It took a long time.
Joe, he has sided with LeBron James and Clutch over everything media related.
Don't give him credit for getting rid of Donald Sterling.
Stop it. Let me finish.
What's
he has sided with LeBron James and Clutch, and he has nailed his own coffin shut. Adam Silver deserves everything coming his way. He has allowed the players at every single turn to have everything that they want, and it is a players' league to the point where the average consumer has been put off by the league for years. For years. They don't care about you, the consumer. And this is another example of them trying to get over on people, and it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Okay. You got...
No, I'm not good. I'm pissed about this.
Why?
And this is why I love the Warriors, because they're one of the few teams that does care, that does want to win championships, that doesn't want to cut, you know, corners. Like, they're not perfect. They've done some bad things. But as I look across the landscape of sports these days, at least the Warriors, I know Draymond Green and Steph Curry, they might punch a teammate. But you know it's because they freaking want to win. All right, they freaking want to win. I'm sorry, dude. Like, Adam,
I didn't know you hated.
Sucks.
I didn't know you hated this guy that much. Like, seriously, I didn't. I'm
he
very
has
shocked.
Allowed LeBron James to Chris Haynes, Shams, Wojnarowski. They've all done his bidding for two decades. Two decades. This is the league
they
created.
They did that with Michael Jordan in the 90s, and they catered to Michael Jordan every step of the way?
They suspended Michael for the year. That's why he wouldn't play baseball.
Oh, now we're going, okay, now they suspended him for the year. We're going conspiracy theory back in the 90s? Come on! The frozen envelope?
You're
going
to cape up? You're going to cape up for Adam Silver?
No, but it's not like David Stern was this saint back in the day.
No one said he was. No one said he was. I'm saying...
No, you're saying that there's conspiracy theories.
Yes. I think he's the worst commissioner in my lifetime. Hands down.
Sure, okay. Okay. Who else is up there? Paul Tagliabue?
Tagliabue was way better. What are you talking about? No,
I'm just putting names out. It's like commissioners. We pick and choose when to like them and when to hate them. You can hate them right now. It's fine.
He created an entire league where you can't have more than two good players because it's got to be fair for the New Orleans Hornets. It's got to be fair for the Pelicans.
He's the voice of the owners, and the owners decided that, right? The owners' meetings, the cheap owners were saying...
He was pushing this.
He was the one pushing this, or the Washington Wizards and guys like that.
Well,
teams
you shouldn't
that don't
count out of them. No, the league doesn't move them.
But he's just
the
a mouthpiece, isn't he? He's just a mouthpiece for the owners,
Joe,
right?
You're in a losing argument. I'm sorry. You're never going to convince me.
Adam Silver. I'm just telling you, he's a mouthpiece for the ownership. So it's the owners you should be mad at.
No,
right?
No. Everyone's pissed off at him. No one likes him. He needs to go. He needs to quit yesterday.
Well, the
his coach was actively Pete Rose was betting on his own team, allegedly. All right. His coach allegedly was losing games on purpose by pulling guys out. Like, that is what are we talking about? A coach who's a Hall of Fame player. Joe, this is huge.
So Adam Silver should have known that Chauncey Billups was doing this. I'm just asking
FanDuel you. FanDuel told them, hey, there are some irregular bets going on with Terry Rozier, okay? And what did he do? Did he inform the team? Did he tell the league? Did he suspend the player?
They were doing their own probes, I guess.
Get out of here.
I'm just saying. I don't buy that.
Well, you got to remember, the NBA doesn't have subpoena power that the government has.
That's true.
It's the most ridiculous.
That's what Adam Silver said, not me.
Bets were flagged by regulators from a game in March 2023, leading to the NBA to launch an investigation. The investigation was not conclusive, but the guard remained under federal investigation, even as he was cleared to play by the league. Silver said that the league cooperated with the government throughout the probe. Quote, we were very transparent about it, and while there was that aberrational betting, we frankly couldn't find anything. Terry, at the time, cooperated. He gave the league office his phone. We sat down for an interview, and we ultimately concluded that there was insufficient evidence despite that aberrational behavior.
So they found out there was insufficient evidence, yet all of the gambling sites told them, dude, we don't need to get into this. Joe, I'm telling you, I will die on this hill. Adam Silver needs to go.
I'm just saying.
He needs to go.
He's the mouthpiece for the owners. So I think it's, as we're talking about Silver, I think it's a league-wide thing, not just him. The owners should be in part to blame for all this.
What owners? They didn't even... He didn't tell the Heat what was going on.
Yeah, the owner saying, like, well,
if I'm the owner,
they're the mouthpiece.
I traded a pick.
They all signed off on it. They all are getting a piece of the pie.
When you find out that someone has done something this heinous, you need to remove them from the league. You need to notify the teams exactly what's going on. You need to stop payments on that player.
The league doesn't care, is what I'm saying. Clearly,
and
they don't care.
That's on Silver.
And it's on the league, too, which are the collection of the ownership, because we get on all these guys and they're just a glorified mouthpiece. So yeah, he'll be the whipping boy. He'll be the one that gets crucified. He gets fired, and then they'll just bring another guy to be the mouthpiece, and another guy, and another guy.
Joe, I'm letting you know, whoever they bring in next will be completely opposite to Adam Silver. Adam Silver, you know what he's known for? Tanking. He's known him for tanking, load management, and now gambling.
I mean, they were tanking.
That's his legacy. Joe, that's his legacy.
They were tanking before Adam Silver. So it's going to keep going. It's just the NBA product in general. TC's in Sacramento wants to talk Niners. We got about 20 minutes to go. Let's rat-a-tat-tat. All these callers want to talk about the Niners loss yesterday. 26-15, the final. Niners 5-3 heading to MetLife Stadium, take on the Giants next week. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up with Joe's, man? Top of the morning.
What's up, dog?
Hey, listen, I'm not even really mad at that at that game. Y'all know how I feel about the situation, right? So Mac made a bad throw, but he also made some good throws that guys dropped. So we're not going to blame it on who. But what we can come back on, right, is his head coach, what we're talking about. What we talked about. So first of all, let me back up Joe's. I want you guys, I know Bonte's the homie, but I don't get caught up in the way Bonte's thinking about Kyle Shanahan. Everybody have your own feeling about this guy and be honest. Not about what the media wants you to feel, not what he wants you to feel about him. You have to feel how you feel about this guy, the truth, period, point blank. The AFC, that's alarming. At the end of the day, don't we have to face the AFC team in the Super Bowl? Dude can never beat these guys. Also, let's back up. What about his proteges from his coaching tree? He can never barely beat the guys that he grooms. Also, guys that aren't outside of his scheme, that don't come from his scheme, he never can beat. So everything comes back to this guy.
Say that again. I got a little confused. Please say that, those two lines again. I want to make sure I'm following it.
Let's talk about, I'm talking about his proteges.
Yes.
So coaches that come from his coaching tree, right, that take off and go to head coaching jobs, that guy can never beat those guys, right?
He beat Robert Saleh week one last year. Like, pretty easily.
I know. That's Robert Saleh. We're talking about Sean McVay and all the other guys. We're talking about the boy at Cincinnati. We talking about D'Amico in Houston. His protege, bro, he cannot beat.
Well, he's owned LaFleur. If you're going to do the McVay thing, hold on, TC. I'll let you finish. But he's owned LaFleur, right? He's owned McVay in the regular season, obviously, the big loss in the playoffs. Okay. You have Jimmy G injury, Trent Williams injuries. But, again, Jaquaski Tart, hold on to the ball. I hear you, right? Like, Mike McDaniel, like, I guess last year beat him, right? But the year prior to that, he won with Brock Purdy coming in relief, right? Like,
he's been fine,
he's been
against,
fine against those guys.
Yeah,
come
I
on.
Think he's been fine.
he just hung up. He couldn't hear it. He didn't want to. I love you, TC. What was he saying? We want to get rid of Shanahan. Like, come on, guys. They're 5-3. They have a walking carcass of a team right now.
He's
literally
had a great
a zombie
year
team.
He's had a great year coaching.
Yes.
I think right now they just got a lack of personnel. Look, I'll listen to the injury thing, right? But also their draft picks got to step up.
Yeah.
We're asking a lot from a lot of guys that aren't ready to do
sure.
it.
Sure. Like, it sucks that, like, the fact that they lost Bosa and Fred Warner and Kittle looks like a shell of himself because he had an injury. You don't have your starting quarterback. Like, and we don't want to keep harping on that because, like, we know that. That's going to be what we're talking about all season long. Now we're, like, peeling the onion back a little bit. What's other things? Like, dominating the controllables is what Robert Saleh likes to say. Dominate the controllables. Well, they're going to look at the film and look at the controllables yesterday and, like, pre-snap penalties. Yeah, that's coaching. You can fix that. So I'd like to see some improvement from this week.
They didn't
to next
dominate
week
anything
that.
Yesterday.
No! It dominated,
it dominated
nothing. It was awful.
I'm told you I'm ready to retire the boombox.
Oh, well, who came out here yesterday? And even
Mac and Trent let it out.
Well, it was fun a couple weeks ago with Mac. Now it's, you know, I said it. I'm kind of ready to see Brock Purdy back. And is he going to be back this week? We'll see. Art, San Jose. Speaking of art, I think they caught the people in the Louvre, the Steelers. right? Yeah. Not Pittsburgh, but like the Thieves.
That's Aaron Rodgers?
No, well, they look, oh, God. Tucker Kraft still running. Yikes. What's up, Art?
He just looks weird in a Steeler jersey.
He's too old.
Art in San Jose.
Hey.
Yeah. Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, I just want to say this, that the Niners have had it good for years. They got nothing to complain about. Look at where the Raiders are at. Hello. And, you know, they could have won game if they had the right game plan like they did in the second half. You know, it really comes down to play calling, and really I don't think they had the right play calls in the first half. And I agree with Kittle.
With what?
Well, the play calls are everything, you know, and they really didn't utilize McCaffrey the way they should have in the first half.
Yeah.
They kept it too simple. You know, he's a multitasker kind of running back. You know, he can do it all.
Yeah, totally. Cool, Art. That's Art in San Jose. Cool, Art. But he had the pauses for dramatic effect right there.
Can I just read what happened on their first possession?
Please.
Okay. So, 1st and 10. McCaffrey off the right tackle. Penalty. Illegal formation. Thanks, Juwan. Now it's 1st and 15. McCaffrey up the middle. Penalty. Oh, this time it's offsides. That was a good Mac Jones cadence on that one. Now it's 1st and 10. We went back to the original spot. Mac Jones scrambles for a first down. Oh, penalty. Juwan Jennings. It's the first three plays. All right. Play number 4, 1st and 12. Mac Jones, screen pass to Kittle. Now it's 2nd and 7. Deep bomb to Sky Moore. Dude, Mac got plastered on that play. Mm. Now it's 3rd and 7. Pass to McCaffrey. So on the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 4 of them were going to McCaffrey.
I want you on either the offense or the defense and just put a picture, kind of like the water boy, put a picture of Adam Silver on CJ Stroud's helmet, and I think Shasky would have led the team in tackles and sacks yesterday. Your hatred, I'm sorry. Your hatred for Adam Silver is what I'm taking away from today.
You know, like Tottenham Silver's like, gambling's great. He's really, really great.
I think you guys, I just want you guys to understand something. Like, there's a reason why the NFL, for a variety of other reasons, is more quote unquote relatable. Now, they're all professional athletes, and even the ones that are on, you know, minimum salaries are making more money in a year than most people make in a decade, right? I acknowledge all that.
Saying that the NFL is the everyday man?
What?
It's like, if it's for the everyday guy?
The NFL, because you can be cut at any moment, because you could get your entire career ended on any play. Look at Brandon Ayuk, look at Fred Warner or whatever. There's a relatability that's a little more in line with the normal guy in the NFL for the consumer. There's something about, like, a guy playing in the NBA, all right? For example, I'll just use Klay Thompson. Like, looking back on it now, it is probably crummy for Klay Thompson to think, like, wow, Draymond got an extra year and I didn't. But let's think about this for a second. The guy's struggling to go to work right now, making 85 grand a year as an electrician. He's got 2 little kids at home. Who knows what their bills are looking like? You're complaining as you've made $250 million in career earnings about a third guaranteed year, and it's going to ruin your outlook on an entire season after making $285 million. I'm sorry, it's going to fall on deaf ears to the consumer. That's the reality here. Now, look, do I have any sympathy or empathy for the billionaire owners who are complaining about how little money that they're making? Miss me too. I'm not trying to hear it from either of them. Okay. I just think that in the NFL, there's a relatability that the NBA, they don't understand sometimes. This is why Curry is so beloved, because it's like, he has nothing to be angry about, and he knows this, and he gives off this effervescent joy, and I think people really appreciate that. I really do. And I think that there are a lot of the younger stars in the league, they alienate their fan base, and I think it comes off on deaf ears to the everyman.
Because it's a star-driven league. That's why. NBA's always been a star-driven league. NFL, guys wear helmets, unless you're a stud quarterback.
Sure, of course.
Unless you're, you know, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, like, no one, the everyday man, if Juwan Jennings is walking around Houston, no one knows who that guy is. Just walking around.
I know, but there's colored hair. I'm just saying that there's a level of out of touch the modern NBA has become, and as more and more, you could call it player empowerment, whatever. They're a little out of touch, disproportionate to the other sports.
Let's go to Zaya in San Diego. Never out of touch when Zaya joins the program. What's up?
What's going on, guys? I feel like anyone calling and criticizing Kyle Shanahan needs to just be automatically flushed. I mean, that's enough of that situation. I mean, Kyle's a great coach. On another subject, I feel like this offensive line, I don't care if you have the best running back out there, this offensive line is just not doing it anymore. Defense has holes. I look for magical things in the season. This season has been anything but magical. There's no silver lining in this season after losing Bosa and Warner. I think these next three games will make or break our playoff push. We got two division games, and hopefully that turf at MetLife don't take out the rest of our roster with our injury history.
Thank you, Zaya in San Diego. There's been some weird pauses and just noise making some of the calls today. Are our callers getting injured too? Are the 49ers so hurt that it's like affecting the callers now? They're just getting hurt on the phone? Was he on the toilet earlier there? What's going on? Zaya in San Diego. 26-50 in the final. It's the season's not over, everyone, but that was the worst loss of the season. How else you want me to sugarcoat it? You want me to be like, everything's all good, it's fine, it's great,
you know
no problem.
No, you know what I need?
What do you need?
So I don't know if you saw, those that haven't seen it, there are infrared glasses that the NBA guys were using at poker tables and the mob was using contact lenses too. They were the most incredible. It was like something out of Sopranos. I need infrared glasses to see the silver lining on the 49ers loss yesterday.
The special teams. Shanahan said they played the best. The best they've looked.
Even though Sky Moore didn't feel the punt inside the 10 and they got it down at like the 4.
You know what's sick about me when I watch the 49ers? I keep waiting for a fake punt to be called at one point, knowing it's never going to happen.
Ever. Like, it's never going to happen.
Just one time, Shanahan. Can we get a fake punt in there?
You know the Niners are down bad when we get a phone call from a caller. I mean, just look at the Raiders the last few years. We are the lowest bar to clear. I don't even want to do that. No, yeah. I don't want to do that.
Well, say with the Warriors. Well, he could be the Washington Wizards. Stop.
Thank you.
I don't want that to be the comparison. Well, it could be the New York Jets. Well, we're not. We're a team that's been to 2 Super Bowls, all right? We're a team that's been to 3 Super Bowls the last decade plus. God. Richie Rich, Livermore. What's up, man?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
What's up, fellas? Good morning, Joe. Hey, Joe, first and foremost, baby, health is wealth and family first. You already know that.
Thanks,
dog,
pal.
So I'm glad you're doing better. I'm going to run it quick, boys. Hey, it's a reality of what we've seen yesterday. Is the injuries were thin. We finally got smacked in the mouth from the gates, right? Normally we get up there, we get some touchdowns, we get it rolling. That wasn't going to happen yesterday. Come on, dog. At the end of the first quarter, we had the ball for 2 minutes and 44 seconds. I don't give a damn who you play. You ain't going to be nobody doing that, right? You were just three and out. Defense couldn't get a stop, man. You go to New York next week, right? They work things out, man. I mean, for what it is, Scatterboo went out. I mean, pair up Jennings maybe and get rid of Robinson's bum ass and try to get Thibodeau or something, right? Because then you could just elevate Garendo. I mean, Kyle Shanahan don't give nobody the running back two a chance anyways. You got the rookie, so what the hell chance you got? You know what I'm saying? You got to do something, though, because if not, this next 2 weeks can go down south real bad, and then we're going to get rid of some players. I'm going to leave you guys with this one, man. Shasky, you already heard a little something, dog, but This Richie Rich from Livermore. And when it comes to sports talk radio, if you ain't rocking with the best, then you better delete the rest, dog. 95.7 The Game. We out.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Love me a good rejoin.
Let's go,
Richie Rich in Livermore.
His kid, they won a tournament over the weekend. His kid, I think, threw a no-hitter.
Nice.
Yeah, his kid's a baller.
That's awesome.
Lefty, he's really good.
I was at a birthday party yesterday down in the 831. We were at a skate park, so like a skateboard.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it was fun. It was skating, and Benny had a skateboard. Nora had her little scooter.
Can he skateboard?
He's learning. No, he's young. He's 5 and 6. But, dude, some of these kids now today, like kickflipping at like 7 and 8 years old.
Really?
It's incredible. Yeah, the skill today, Joe, from when we were younger, like late 90s when it was just becoming.
Can
like,
you team skate, though?
Team skate now.
It's
now.
A joke. That's a callback from earlier episodes.
Well, people are still rollerblading, which I thought was like dead. Again, late 90s called rollerblading. Like, that, I guess, is still a thing. So if you're blading out there. Yeah, I know. Carter's even looking at me like, seriously? But there was a funny thing that happened at the party. There was a pinata, as there are.
I love a good pinata.
Yeah, we'll get back into the Niners in a second. But, you know, we've got 7 minutes before Fast Five. So there's a pinata, right? And as kids do, they're taking their turns, swiping it. We didn't do the blindfolds. It was like,
were they able to lift it up?
Yeah,
and
we had a tree. There's a branch. Yeah. It was fine. And eventually,
were they blindfolded.
No blindfolds this time. We didn't want the other kids getting smacked in the face. Yeah, five and six. We're not doing the blindfolds yet.
No, I know. Like sometimes it depends how old.
Correct.
Gotcha.
They got the stick, and then we're hitting it right. Yeah. And it finally broke. Right, one of the big kids hit it and broke.
Yeah.
You know what was in there? Not candy. I love this. It was a bunch of broccoli.
No,
kids were pissed.
It's Adam Silver, that's the Adam Silver pinata.
Apparently,
broccoli. Get
apparently,
out of here.
The kid's birthday, and it was Koa.
No,
my little nephew, my best friend's brother,
broccoli.
My best friend's sons. Yeah. So it was Koa's idea because he saw that at a tailgate at an A's game once upon a time at the Coliseum. It was an April Fool's game, and the guy at the tailgate was like, come on, kids, come in it, come
but
in it.
But it wasn't
April
broccoli,
Fool's.
Was it?
No, it was broccoli.
Were they individually wrapped broccoli?
No, it was just straight broccoli on the ground, raw. Yeah. It was on like a dirt, so it was fine. It was just compost, so you're good. But dude,
that's offensive.
Dude, you should have seen the kids. Oh, my God. They picked up the broccoli, started throwing it at the parents.
Way.
It was Children of the Corn-esque. Children of the Broccoli, in this
was
case.
Was there candy later distributed?
There were cookies right immediately after for them to take. So,
you better
so
have
Sarah,
those cookies fast there.
Sarah, Keenan's lovely wife, she had the mom of the kid, Koa. She was like, don't worry, kids, we got this. But it was funny to see the trepidation and the anger from those children the moment it happened. It put a smile on my face, I'm not going to lie. But you know what? Shout out to the parents because, dude, we got Halloween next week. I don't need kids to be sugared up this weekend and on Friday this week. They're going to get enough candy at home this entire week at school, going trick-or-treating on Friday night. That put a smile on my face after a tough Niners loss. So there you go. That was my story.
Halloween on a Friday night. That was like my dream growing up.
Well, now it's your dream this week, right? It's going to be fun. The little guy.
It'll be good.
You guys got your outfits picked out?
Yeah, we're a family outfit this year.
Well, we have our outfits that we're supposed to wear tomorrow for the company on Tuesday.
Oh, we're supposed to wear it tomorrow?
Yeah, we're supposed to wear it tomorrow for like, because people don't show up on Friday. Like, everyone shows up on Tuesday, so they're going to do it on tomorrow. Uh-huh. Are you going to wear an outfit?
Yeah, you're Snape.
Oh, yeah, you're Severus Snape. Or you're Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, I think you're Malfoy.
He's Malfoy for
sure. I should show up as Adam Silver.
Your bald cap?
No, just a straight-up pushover.
I don't know. What does that look like?
I don't know.
You're just going to fall over every time we touch you?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Well,
I should just dress up as LeBron.
I will make it known. Sam, myself, and Carter are all doing a theme, so you're not going to be a part of it. So just don't feel left out when we all dress up. Is that
a bloody good
one? You guys better not dress up as me.
No, we're doing Harry Potter. You've already said it.
Harry Potter?
Yeah, you've already said you're not into it. It was more our generation. That's fine.
For tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. We're going to win the prize.
You'd be a great Malfoy, honestly. Slick
Malfoy.
That hair back, man.
He's Draco Malfoy
if I slick the hair back, there's only one of two people I can be. Either I'll be the governor, or I will be Pat Riley.
No, but you got blonde hair, so you can't be either of those
guys. Yeah, because
they
have the same hair color of you. What? So like, Malfoy's also blonde.
Yeah, come on, dude.
I'm talking about slick back hair.
Yeah, Malfoy also slicks his hair back.
I don't know who's Malfoy. What?
Look him up. Look him up. In the meantime,
Malfoy?
Read some
Draco
books.
Malfoy.
Wait, okay. M-A-L-Foy?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Kyle Shanahan. What happened to the offense yesterday?
You know, I don't think anyone on offense did that good. We had to really
better looking
take advantage of, you know, they held on the ball as good as any team that I've been around, just going against them. We had to really take advantage when we did get the ball and made too many mistakes. When the defense is out there for that long, we can't go three and out at too many of those today. And I thought Mac made some big plays, you know, the touchdown at the end of the second quarter, the touchdown to JJ down the field, just collectively as an offense, too many mistakes.
From the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Do you think Steiny hit a pinata when he was a kid and it was all broccoli and he's been this way ever since?
I don't know. Do they do pinatas in Pennsylvania?
In 1643?
Yeah.
Do they do pinatas in Pennsylvania?
What? What?
It's just
funny. I'm asking sincerely.
Yeah,
it's a big thing in Amish country.
The American culture just adopted it, I think, a long time ago. The pinata's been going on for a while now. So, yeah. So, it obviously started down in Mexico and South America.
Like, Pennsylvania, you never know.
They have Mexican people there, too.
I didn't say they didn't. I'm saying when Steiny was growing up, I don't know if the pinata was the cultural thing up there.
Did you have a pinata when you were a kid?
Bro, I grew up in the Excelsior, dude, right off of Mission Street. It was like a staple.
You grew up in Reading, PA. How do you know?
It's a staple.
Okay.
All right.
Philly's very... He's a
that, if you don't
Philly.
Have a jumpy house... All right, there are two areas. There's South City, right? And then there's in the Excelsior or the Outer Mission.
Man, imagine staying in a jumpy house.
Filthy.
If there's not a jumpy jump in your neighborhood, do real people even live there? I mean, come on. A jumpy jump, that's what we used to call it growing up, a jumpy jump. And if kids aren't coming out of the jumpy jump with every injury possible, is it really a real party?
We would call it the bounce house. Yeah,
bounce house is a good one.
A bounce house. There you go.
I like jumpy jump.
That's what we used to call it, a jumpy jump.
Fast five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, boy. So, these last 30 minutes have put a smile on my face. The Adam Silver hatred, the broccoli and the pinata. You know what? It's take your L, take your lumps, Niner fans. You're 5-3. Beat the Giants, you're 6-3. Then how we feeling? Right? It's a week-to-week league, baby. Yesterday was a stinker for most teams, but I guess like every other NFC team won. Is that what I'm saying? Outside of the Cowboys, basically. Is that what everyone's saying? That can't be the case. There'd be other like losses. But I guess all around you in the standings, everyone else won, so yeah, that sucks. What's up? What you got?
Oh, my final thought is when I saw the words La Cosa Nostra come across ESPN on Thursday morning, I was like, well, this will be good. And then I clicked, and I spent all 48 hours after seeing that on the internet, and I have gone down the rabbit hole on all of this. This is the tip of the iceberg. That's all I'm going to say. It's the tip of the iceberg. And here's what I would say to you guys.
Jim Cosa Nostra. That's what it said. He said no. He said Cosa Nostra. I thought of Cosa Moore.
No,
Jim Cosa Moore is part of it.
You better say you're sorry on that one.
Friedman's Appliance? No.
Working vignettes.
The Friedman's family.
Come see how we hustle you in our working vignettes.
Stop that. We love our friends at Friedman's.
Hey, when they
Appliance.
Tell you to shut your yapper, you better listen,
that's
though.
Right. Here's the thing. Like, forget the x-ray table was just, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. The card counting machine, the glasses, the infrared
the contact
glasses
lenses.
With
oh
the
God.
See-through, like, the whole thing was like something out of like Sopranos.
Well, the Sopranos was Ocean 11.
It
dude.
Was incredible.
Where's Danny Ocean?
I can't get enough of it. I cannot get enough of all of it. And then like the Damon Jones being at the head of it and Gilbert Arenas. And I knew the podcast would all come back for him. Gilbert Arenas has so many podcast episodes. And there's one where he's at the free throw line and LeBron walks over to Gilbert and he whispers something into his ear. And it was about him missing or making a free throw because they would go to LeBron's house allegedly afterwards. Gilbert says, and Damon Jones and them, like, money was owed all across. Guys, I don't care that these guys gamble amongst each other. When you're like the guy that's luring in these other people to play in these games and you're in on it, you're robbing people. Like, that's what they were robbing people.
Wait, when did Gilbert play with LeBron James?
No, they were playing against, it was the Wizards versus the Cavs, early 00s, and Damon
he stayed in Cleveland? Just to go to his house?
He has many podcast episodes where they explain they would go to LeBron's house, and that's where they would all have fun. That's fine. Like, these guys want to gamble amongst each other. I'm not offended by that. Like, dude.
No, the greatest player in the history of the sport is a notable.
Here's where I draw the line.
As a gambling
when you're
problem.
Luring in people to sucker them and then have infrared glasses and x-ray machines, you've gone too far.
Spy kids.
But the thing that offended me more, the Terry Rozier footage was ridiculous. No, it was ridiculous. And you guys are probably too young to remember the Arizona State team that my buddy Dwayne Fontana ended up playing on in the early 90s.
There was a doc on it. We
and the guy
doc.
Was point shaving, and Dwayne was one of the main people interviewed. Dwayne was one of the best ball players to ever come out of San Francisco. The Terry Rozier footage is undefensive. Like, it's undefensible. I don't know like how anyone's going to defend that guy. He's done. He should never play again. He's probably going to be locked up the rest of his life.
It's like his career. Never had defense.
Cameron said it best. You made $132 million. what kind of lifestyle are you living? He's like, give 200 grand to your family members and say, all right, I got to cut you off. This is a rapper.
Lifestyle, the rich and the famous.
I can't get enough of the gambling scandal.
What's up, Sammy? What do you got back there?
You know what I can't get enough of? It's the greatness of one Macklin Celebrini.
A gamble and go off. Here come the Wild. 3-on-2. Faber saved by Askarov. And a chance now for Macklin Celebrini. Celebrini in. Score! What a goal! What a win! Sharks winning it overtime.
Yeah, the 6-5 winner in OT last night. Guys, it was a 3-minute, 47-second overtime period. The only time the Sharks had the puck was that 7 seconds right there that it took for Celebrini to score. Hell of a win for the Sharks. And then, yeah, let's see if they can get hot off of it. Why not?
Call him Hellebrini right there.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Spooky season, Carter.
Not bad, Spadone. My final thought of the day is shout out and sorry to the people that traveled all the way to the Middle East to go watch the UFC fight over the weekend. Brutal ending to the main event. In the first round... Yeah, I can't hear you.
It was because... all at like 11 in the morning, huh?
Yeah, it was. And in the first round, the most anticipated fight we've had in a long time, the heavyweight division has not had a title fight in over a year almost. And Tom Aspinall was poked in the eyes, and it was a no contest called in the first round. So to anyone who traveled to that fight, I am truly, truly sorry, and anyone that ordered it on pay-per-view.
Yeah, you could have just said and left it, I'm sorry to everyone in the Middle East, because it's... It's definitely a thing out there. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years guaranteed. Joe. And I guarantee you, Joe, that Matt Steinmetz, as a child, played with a pinata.
There's a new place I want to visit. I know we're going to go to San Diego here in a minute. The World Series was great. Football was great. College football was great. Basketball was amazing this weekend. The PGA Tour going to Utah at Black Rock in Utah was the best setting I've seen all year.
Steining Goo next, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.